Hello and welcome back to the Keep Her Lit podcast with me, your host, Tara Gallagher. Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of the Keep Her Lit podcast. I have my special guest still with me.
Hello.
It is me. It is her. And today I thought we could talk a little bit about moving to Australia and having a chatty catch up about Australia in general, because both of us recently moved here.
Yeah. I also realised, just as I said, it's me, Cass, just in case you don't recognise my voice.
It's me, Cass. it's Cass, she's here again. We thought we could catch up about Australia, because today is Cass' 1 month anniversary.
I know, it's crazy.
How exciting is that?
It's actually mad, like time flies, but also I kind of feel like I've been here for ages, but also it's gone really fast.
It goes so fast.
Yeah.
I actually was saying that, so the best kept secret about Australia is... you can get in very handily, but staying in is actually a bit of a fucking struggle. And nobody really thinks about that or talks about that. And the time flies. So even for me, I was saying, like, I'm 3 months here. And if you're to do your farm work, obviously that it's what? Is it 3 months of your farm work?
3 months, yeah.
Like, that's only another, 6 months. And I'd have to, like, have that sorted and everything so that you can stay on. Because you have to do it within your first year. Like, you can't do it, like,
after that first year.
Or even... if you've only got 2 months left, you can't do it. It won't count. You have to leave the country. They're very strict here.
They tease you into welcome to our lifestyle. This is it for you.
Whereas I feel like America is different in the sense that it's like, you can't come in.
Yeah. Never mind. No, they make it really hard to come in.
Yeah, they make it really hard to come in. Whereas in here, you get in, but staying in is... what's hard. Anyway, we're here. Karen, how do you feel about being in Australia?
I am delighted. And sometimes I kind of feel like nearly bad in a way that I feel like I've settled really quickly, because I know that's definitely not a lot of people's experiences.
That's so true.
And it's really important to kind of acknowledge that before I get into it, is that, like, if you have just recently come over or you're coming over, like, a lot of people do find it hard to settle in. I will say for myself, I have already moved abroad before, so I moved to London for 2 years and I had to do the whole settling in thing there, and I think that really helped with my transition to here. So that's what I'm like, I settle in very quickly. I am really liking setting up a new routine, getting into new lifestyle.
She's adaptable queen.
But yeah, loving the wholesome vibes.
Yeah, I feel like you're right though, like, not that you shouldn't feel bad, like, it's amazing that you've moved here and, like, you get set up, but it is true that, like, everyone's journey is so different. So you might watch somebody else on social media and you can see that, like, they're very clearly struggling, or you might talk to somebody, or you might just see online that people are, like, living my best life, whether they are or not, I mean, who knows. But it's not all roses, definitely not. Like, it is hard to get accommodation, it's hard to move anywhere, it's hard to relocate across the world. Like, one thing that actually brought home to me earlier was that I clicked on a TikTok to be like, I was looking to see, like, how, like, what way is good to fly or whatever. I typed in, like, I don't know, whatever, flight tips or whatever from here to there. But actually what it was a video of, like, a little plane going from here to home.
Oh, yeah.
And it was 30 seconds long and it was still flying. And I was like, oh, my God, we're so far from home. And that's whenever I felt like, even when we got to Australia, like, you know, when you get on the land of Australia, you're flying for hours.
Yeah,
it's massive. Like, you are so far from home. So I actually, first of all, for anybody who's listened to this who came on their own, like Kaz came on her own, like, I just want to say kudos to you guys, because you guys are the real heroes. Like, honestly, because it's not easy. Honestly isn't. And for anyone who moves on their own and knows no one, you guys need to go and visit the Queen and get a handshake, because...
big time. That is actually, when you mentioned that, like, moving by yourself and everything, like, I was talking to a friend who's also moved with their partner, and they're like, you seem to be, like, doing loads of stuff. And I was like, I have to do loads of stuff. Like, I have to put myself out there, I have to go to all these events. Like, you know, I've been doing different classes, different group classes, because otherwise I would do nothing on the day-to-day basis, because I don't have that safety blanket of someone else there to be doing things with. Obviously I have a lot of, like, connections here, which is really nice, but on the day-to-day, when you're just setting up your routine and everything, a lot of that I do by myself. I do have spent a lot of time though, like, building my own, like, satisfaction in my own company.
Yeah.
And now I'm at the stage where I'm like, I don't even invite people to do things with me, but
yeah, I know. We're like, social batteries.
I will say that that's one thing that I was thinking that if I was to come over and think that everyone was going to be around all of the time, it's not the case. Like, you do have to kind of find your own feet.
100%.
Set up your own routine. Set up what works for you.
Yeah. There's like benefits and drawbacks to both, I think. Like, for example, like, I came in a relationship, Karen came alone. Like, the benefit of Karen coming alone, who is somebody who gets out of her comfort zone because, like, there's no other option, is that it pushes you outside of your comfort zone.
Exactly.
And then the drawback from, like, a relationship point of view is that you can't just stay comfortable and you can just be like, well, we know each other, we can do things together. But, like, that's not very good for you, like, as a human being, because you need human connection from other people. Like, I even know, like, me and Niall, when we first got here, we had been traveling together for weeks. I mean, we've been together for years, he won't care about me saying that, but, like, you need friends. Like, you need friends. Like, after a few weeks when we settled in and had the house and stuff, I was like, in the weirdest way, I feel lonely, but, like, not lonely because I miss my family, and not lonely like you're here and, like, we are getting on so well, but it's just because you don't have, like, a community around you or whatever. No, I'm very lucky to say that weeks later feel like I very much have a community. But at the time, it doesn't feel amazing. And you, whether you come alone or whether you come in a couple, you still have to put yourself out there as an individual to, like, make friends and push yourself out of your comfort zone. But it's such an array of emotions, I think.
There's a lot going on.
It's a lot.
And it's always, I always think this one, like, no matter how many times I do something new, like, it's always scary when you go to do it the first time. And even, like, say, for example, at the moment I've been setting up, like, my gym, trying to find out where I want to go. So each day I've been going to somewhere different. I have been training for years. I've been a personal trainer for years and years and years. And I still get nervous going to the gym. And it's so funny because it just is that automatic thing of your brain being like, oh god, we're going to do something new. So if you're listening to this and thinking you haven't been pushing yourself because you do get nervous, everyone gets nervous. It's only the start part that's the nervous part. Once you're in, you'll be delighted with yourself.
Yeah,
so that's what I tell myself every time.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be delighted.
It is true. And then also, if it's not, then you're like, I don't have to go back.
Exactly.
You know, it's fine. And not beating yourself up about it. But I know that it is, like, we meet so many people on a weekly basis that, like, everyone is new here. It's a very much a culture of newness.
Yeah.
But I do think on social media, there's two camps, like, either, like, people love it or they're either really, really struggling. And then it can be hard from home because you've got those people who are like, you should go, like, it looks amazing. And then you've got those other people being like, the grass isn't always greener. Like, it's so hard when there's so many people trying to tell you. Yeah. But you just have to, like, own in on what you want and, like, give it your best shot, because, like, Australia is not going to be what you want it to be if you don't make it what you want it to be.
Exactly.
Like, it's not going to do anything for you if you don't do that. And even I think there's this, like, misconception over here that, like, you'll make loads of money, you'll live your best life, you'll go home, you'll buy a house and have kids, and, like, that's how your life will go. But it's a city at the end, well, specifically Sydney where we are, like, it's a city at the end of the day. Like, you still have to go to work, life still goes on. Like, if you're going to spend your money every single weekend going out, you're not going to save it the same way that you wouldn't save it at home. Like, everyone is living a different life, and you shouldn't compare yourself to what other people are doing, because it's absolutely pointless. Like, we're all here for a slightly different reason, even if it is to see Australia or to, like, live in a different place or to have a different lifestyle. We all still have different preferences. We can't be living the same life. Like,
exactly.
That's what I always think on TikTok. Like, you're swiping, it's like a day in life of girl in Sydney, and I'm like, we're all living the same life.
Yeah.
But, like, also, you can't compare what Tashi's doing, because
absolutely,
we're all different.
Have different own preferences. And actually, that has reminded me, this is one of the things that I learned since coming over. When you're at home and you're looking at it, and everyone's always talking about, like, such early mornings and people go to bed early and everything like that. But, like, it's not like when you get here and all of a sudden you become a morning person, or, like, you become this, like, wholesome vibe.
Healthy,
like, you
person,
still have to
do
the things. So some people struggle with that. I think that it's like, oh, all of a sudden my habits haven't changed and my lifestyle hasn't changed, because you're living the same life as you would at home. So you actually have to put in the work at the start to build that new routine and the new lifestyle, which is the hard part. But once you're in the habits.
once you listen to that podcast.
Yeah.
It is so true, though, because I think, like you said, like, it's not just going to happen for you. You have to do it. But it is so common, the amount of people that you hear being like, I thought I'd go to Sydney and I'd get fit, or I thought I'd go to Sydney and I'd get healthy, or I thought I'd go to Sydney and I'd, you know, lose all this weight or whatever it is, or, like, be up at 5 a.m. or, you know, have this job or do this, whatever. But, like, unless you do that, you're not going to do it. Now, don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful place to start those new routines.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely possible.
And it's definitely attractive to do it here because everyone is up in the morning.
Yeah.
But that's just our lifestyle. Like, for example, like, you always want what you don't have. Like, literally, I literally sometimes sit and crave a cup of tea in a cold room. I'm like, what? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, like you call home and they're like, oh, it's freezing, it's been raining for weeks. Da, da, da. And you're like, I'd love that. But like, you just want what you don't have, and you romanticize what you don't have. Like, yeah, we have the beaches here, we have the pools here, we have the 5 a.m. starts, but we're all in bed by 8.
Yeah.
Like, anyone who does that is in bed by 8 or 9. You're not out all the time, or vice versa. The people who are generally out a lot are probably not getting up the next morning all the time, getting up and being, like, super active.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably some people who can manage to do it, but, like, majority can't. There's always going to be, I guess, a sacrifice that you have to give up in order to live the lifestyle that you want, but it definitely doesn't just fall onto your lap, and I do think it's harder than you think. And whilst you have done very well with, like, settling in, and I think I've done very well with settling in as well,
definitely.
You still have to get your wee routines in place, and that's what we were kind of talking about today.
Yeah.
Karen Boyce sent me a very important voice note today. She's like, I've got my shit together.
Yeah, basically, as I just briefly mentioned, like, in terms of the gym and training and everything like that, I've been doing all the different trials, I've been seeing what I want to do, I've been in and out of my brain about wanting to either join a class or just go to the gym, or what I want to do exercise wise I couldn't decide, and now I've been here a month and I finally decided to join a gym, and I was able to kind of make that commitment, and actually as soon as I did it as well, I really felt like settled in my decision.
Yeah.
Which is really nice, so I can actually start setting up that routine of that. So like, little things like that takes so long. You're not going to be all of a sudden day one.
No.
Every single thing is to a T, especially like, a lot of people will come over and like, even work situation, like they might spend the first couple of weeks looking for jobs or anything, and then your routine will change then once you do start work. You know, there's a lot,
yes,
that comes over time, but there's things you can do at the start as well that makes that easier then, I feel.
Yeah, 100%. Like Karen said, like when we first both got here, right, we were like using ClassPass, which is basically an app where like you can try all these classes and stuff. Like, we're still working out, we're still doing it, but at some point you're not in a routine when you're doing that. Like, you're not, and your body does crave a routine. At some point you're like, I need to.
It's also the consistency of your goals. Like, we always talk about when you are working towards like goals and you have the progressive overload, it gets a lot easier to do that when you're in
the same space.
Environment. Yeah. Whereas if you're doing different XYZ classes all the time, you're not going to have the same benefits of reaching them goals.
Yeah, 100%. So at some point your body will like create routines, getting into that routine and like knowing that it just takes weeks. Like, you're here a month and like you said, it's taking you the month to be like,
exactly,
right, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get everything settled straight away, so give yourself some time. The other thing as well is like jobs. Like, I feel like people have been messaging me on Instagram and stuff, and like, I mean, I'm very lucky. I work for myself, and like, I came here and I just started, opened my laptop,
mm-hmm,
and started working again. But that's not the case for most people. Like, I mean, I had my friend stay with me there for a few weeks. She was on my sofa. Like, I know how hard it is for people to get jobs. Every week at the Crosshorn Run Club, like, you just hear new people being like, I can't get a job, I can't get a house, like, I'm struggling so much. But like, also, I think people stress themselves out even more when there's things that they're just not in their control. Like,
exactly,
you've just moved across the world. Highly likely, whilst I know you've probably got a lot of, like, you've probably saved loads, you've sacrificed so much to get here, and yet you don't give yourself like a week or two to just be like, okay, I'm in Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're like, I have to get it done straight away. Like, you don't. Like,
yeah,
you have to give yourself a little bit of like grace to be like, I'm in a new country, I'm allowed to like explore on a Wednesday and like not feel bad about it.
And you're
like,
not going to be able to be applying for jobs for 24 hours of the day, 7 days a week. So like, I think giving yourself, oh yeah, of course you have to take the action to actually apply for the jobs, but like, setting yourself like an hour, 2 hours a day to do that, and being okay with the rest of the time doing normal things.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone that I've talked to who is now working always reflects back on their time of not working and thinking, I should have enjoyed that more.
Yeah.
Because now I'm working, now I'm in the environment, and I don't have that time to just relax and
yeah,
be on my holidays.
Yeah, go to the beach on Tuesday.
Yeah.
No, literally, that is it. And I feel like, I mean, as I said, it's hard because obviously I walked into a job, like I already had mine. But I just see people, I'm like, you said, that even with clients, I'm like, you just can't be applying for jobs 24 hours a day. You have to give yourself some time off. You have to be okay with the fact that you're going to be able to do like human normal things, like weekends or kind of the days. And it can be hard because you don't have a routine. But like, Karen, you still get up early, you still get yourself into routine. You can get those things in place beforehand.
Yeah.
But not be a bitch to yourself, because some people are so mean to themselves.
I know, honestly. Yeah, I'm kind of in the stage. So obviously I work with Tara on challenges and coaching, but part-time. So a lot of the time, like, I am still looking for a normal full-time job, I would say. So the time that I have been here, I really haven't been stressed about trying to get the job.
You've been,
I think,
so good. I love your energy here. It's so light. I'm like, come over, give me some.
I've been loving the holiday vibe, but I think, I don't know, I just feel like I have this thing in my head, like, everything's so temporary. So, like, this part of my life is temporary, and this is not going to be here forever, and this is not going to be a thing that, like, in 10 years time or whenever I'm, like, progressing in a career or whatever it is that I'm doing, like, that's in the future me. Like, this is my now. And yeah, I think I've really settled into that, like, self-acceptance since, well, actually, I've been doing for too long.
Accepted for years.
I've been too self-accepting. No, but especially since coming over here, that I just know that, like, it'll all work out. Like, it will be fine. Like,
it will.
I know that I have the experience. I know what type of thing that I want. And I know that when you do kind of put, I don't know, apply for whatever jobs you do want to get, like, you mightn't get it straight away. You mightn't get the exact one that you are thinking of. But stressing yourself out now is, like, double you're stressing yourself out.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, an extra worry. When you don't,
you're
really
putting your body through, like, that is it, like, what, yeah, whenever you get stressed or something happens, or, like, your body literally gives the response of as if it was actually physically happening.
Yeah,
so you're,
exactly,
putting yourself through it twice, like,
and
the trauma of it.
Exactly. And I think as well, like, especially in such a big city, like, no one knows and no one cares what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I know, I actually, someone said to me recently, they're like, oh, they didn't want to be going to the beach on the random Tuesday,
yeah,
because people would be like, sure, what are they doing not working? I'm like, if you went down to the beach on Tuesday, like, it's packed up. Like,
yeah,
everyone's doing,
no one,
random
cares,
things. A lot of people are on their holidays. A lot of people are shift workers, or, like, they don't work every day.
Nobody cares.
Here. No one knows. No one cares.
Also, me going into the shopping center the other day. I went into the shopping center the other day during work. Like, bear in mind.
During working hours.
Bear in mind, everybody, I fully work for myself. Fully self-employed girly. I could do whatever it is the hell I want to do on the day, but I still choose to work all the time. And I, like anybody else, have working hours, or try to implement working hours, which are, like, you know, the general 8 to 5, 9 to 6, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I obviously have the luxury that I can do whatever I also want during the day. So I was going to the flight center to look at flights to go home for next year. And I was walking through the shopping center, like, willy-nilly through the shopping center, and I bumped into the car, and I was like, oh my god, I'm on my way to the flight center, I'm not just, like, shopping.
Literally, she panicked. She was like, I swear I'm working. I was like, Tara, of all people I know in the world, like, you need to take the time off. I don't care that you're walking around the shopping center in a random hour of the random day.
I was laughing. I was literally like, oh my god. But it's so true. You just be thinking, like, people being,
you do.
People don't give a shit. Like,
I
couldn't even, like, I bumped into you and I didn't think, what are you doing?
No, exactly. And I feel like I have been through such a journey with my work life. Like, you know,
yeah,
me. And I actually, we did a podcast on this probably earlier in the year.
Yeah, that was
the whole work
so long
life
ago.
Balance. Yeah, I know. But basically, context for anyone who doesn't know,
she's a high skilled girl.
I did personal training for a while, did social work for a while. I kind of, like, hop in and out of...
Wait, did you become a personal trainer before social work?
No, I was actually
okay.
Social work before personal
okay.
training. Sorry. Thank you for fixing my timeline. Then I did social work for a while. I was always kind of doing coaching, like, in the background,
yeah,
doing these things, but just different types of my life. I've increased my coaching, decreased my social work, whatever. And it's just, like, I've realized through doing that it really doesn't matter what you do for your job, as long as you're happy with yourself. Like, you can chop and change, and you can do something for a couple of months, or you can do something for a couple of years and change your way of that and change what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the only person that's affected by that is you. So as long as you're happy-ish, like, I know you're not going to love every single day of every single job, but as long as you're happy in the moment, I think that makes such a difference. So even if you've come over to Australia, or if you're thinking about coming over and you're unsure about what you want to do for your career, maybe you haven't found the thing that's suitable for you, like, don't be afraid to do something a bit different.
Oh my god, 100%. Like, Karen has 3 CVs.
I do.
And I love it. She has 3 different CVs. She has 3 different CVs for her 3 different identities. But that's the way it should be, because everyone puts themselves under so much pressure to be in a box, and that's what I hate for so long. Like, That's actually, I only remembered. Like, sometimes I fully forget that I did videography and I'm videographer for years. My mom sent me a message the other day of a rainbow Christmas tree ornament, and she was like, "This reminds me of you and the NHS," because obviously rainbows were like huge.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh my god, you remember? I worked there like literally a year ago."
Mad.
But it's mad that you just adopt a completely different like mindset, like identity to who you were, whatever. And remember me? Was it even this time last year? I was in, at the start of this year, was, remember me walking through Clapham Park with you, being like, I think I'm going to leave.
And, like, I think I might go for a time.
Yeah, and you were like, go, and I was like, no. I was so in my head about it, but nobody gives a shit. Like, I was so worried about what other people think with as well. Like, oh my god, like, you're attached to the identity of, like, the radiographer or whatever job it was. Nobody gives a shit. No. Like, and you defy the laws with that because you're just like, it's so true. And you taught me that as well. And I remember when we would go through that, you were even struggling at the time with the identity of it.
Definitely,
And I didn't even realize that until you kind of broke it down. You're like, like, I found it really hard.
Yeah, I think we as a society, this time of our lives as well, especially, we had like really identify like too much with a career prospect. And like, if you're say for me, it was like, I was a social, or I am a social worker, or I am a coach, or you may be a radiographer or a nurse or whatever it may be, and you feel like that is who you are, but like, that's only such a small part. And you know what, I actually was talking to someone recently and they said this, and I was like, that is such a good way to look at it. Someone said, like, what do you do? And their initial response was what their job was, and they were like, no, like, what do you do, like, in your spare time? Like, what is your
hobbies?
What's your interest? What do you like? What do you enjoy in your life? I was like, that is so true. That's never really the thing we think about.
But it's also like that because, I mean, I say it, my identity is definitely strapped fit now. Like, but it is so true. Like, I would struggle to answer that question, to be like, you know, if somebody was like, what do you do?
Yeah.
I would automatically be like, oh, I'm an online coach.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
But like,
yeah, you would.
If they don't mean that, then obviously I break down. I love the sea. I love the gym. Like, that's really my identity. But it is really hard because I feel like we're never brought up to answer the question that way. Like, even if your parents are like, oh, what do they do? You would automatically think it's their job.
Yeah.
But like, you don't have to be your job. And like, you can literally just have a job and be like, that's what I do to make money. And it's nothing to do with who I am as a person.
No, exactly.
It doesn't have to be strict. Right.
I think when you, like, for me anyways, especially like taking that approach has really freed up a lot of space in my brain. Like, oh my god, space to be thinking about other things.
Yeah.
But like, it really does make such a difference when you're not really hyper focused on your career and your job and like progress, because we have our whole lives to do that as well, and life is so short. So,
oh,
like,
my god,
do what you want to do now.
Do what you want to do now. Absolutely. But people, there is a crisis out there.
Yeah, exactly.
So you might not be able to do that. But also, don't beat yourself up. Like, don't be like, oh, I have to get a job in a coffee shop. You would be living your best life. You could be working 7 to 3 and be off in the evening.
Yeah.
Like, that might be something that you didn't even know that you loved, that you know I love, and you're like, oh my god, I love this, and I don't want to go back to that, and that's also okay. But just give yourself some time to, like, be a bit unemployed. And I know people will be like, I'm burning through money, but also you don't have to burn through money. Like, you can be a little bit sensible about it and not beat yourself up about it. But if you're sitting there for weeks, which some people do, they just absolutely kill themselves. They're like, I can't get a job, this is terrible, I'm gonna have to move home. Like, a lot of you will have options, so just think rationally about the options and be like, this is, again, like Karen said, temporary. And I can find something that might not be my forever, but it's my now, and I can be okay with the fact that it's my now, and I'll create my life outside of it, because whether it's something you love or don't love, your life is what it is outside of it. It's not what it's in those, like, hours in the day. You know, it's really, really important.
I think that, to be fair, and back to the Australia thing, that's what they're good at, like, implementing that lifestyle, because most people do their routine before.
They're good at that, like, Australians are horizontal. Apparently, New Zealand is worse.
Really?
Yeah, worse. I say worse, it's not worse. But that what we're talking about is the Aussie lifestyle over here is so chill. They are so chill. So chill. It's so crazy. They're very horizontal in the sense of, like, they live their lives. Like, their lives are not work. They're just they're living.
And that's
living
when you see people, like, the days start at like 5 a.m. because people do their walk and their coffee and their meet up with their friends. Like, how many times have we done, like, a meetup at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm like, imagine
doing that at home. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's absolutely not. I would love to do that at home if it was a thing.
It's
like,
just
it would
the pitch black.
It would be pitch black. But it is easier to do, excuse me, yawning. It is easier to do it here because it is set up the lifestyle, but it is very true. Like, their lifestyle is completely different. So it allows you to kind of get into that. So it's like remembering not to get caught into like the hustle and bustle straight away, because you likely didn't come here for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Most people didn't.
I think as well, just this reminded me of the whole habits, like, and setting your routine and getting into your new lifestyle. Like, if you're maybe at home or anywhere in the world and you don't want to go anywhere else and you're thinking maybe I should want to go somewhere else, a lot actually you can do in your current life. Like, you can set up a lifestyle that will make you more content where you are, and that transfers to wherever you are in the world. So I feel like that's actually also another reason why I feel like I've settled quite quickly, is because a lot of my day-to-day habits were similar to when I was at home and I was content in my life at home. And it's just like being like more good things, different good things, because at home I love being with like friends and family and things like that. So there's the pros and cons of both sides, but I definitely think it's come down to my day-to-day routine, and that's made a difference.
That's so true, because I always feel like both me and you were like, we're not ready to go home when we went home between London and here. But then, like, I was kind of content at home, and you were kind of content at home. Like, if that was it, then you would be like,
you make your lifestyle around where you are, your environment. Like,
exactly.
Like, and a lot of times people don't even have the option. Like, they don't have a choice. You might have your family set up wherever you are, and it's not as easy as it looks to just pack up and move away. But I think you can definitely make the lifestyle yourself in different ways.
100%. And I think that's important as well. Obviously, we're only talking from a lens of like Australia, because we're here and we know what it's like to be here. But I do also know that, like, even I have people that, I mean, are relatively close over here, and like, they really struggled, and like, some are still struggling, like, with routine. They're struggling with just like, they don't feel settled. Like, it's that settled feeling. And like we said, like, we do feel settled, but we're only giving you from the lens of where we feel. For other people out there, it doesn't feel that way. And I do think, like, you have to give it time, because I know in London, I didn't settle in London until like well after Christmas, and I moved in August. Like, it took me a good 6 months. Like, I hated it at the start because I was the new person all the time. I knew nobody. I didn't like where I was living. Like, it was just like, no, he, like, it was not good vibes. And then it does impact you, like,
definitely
100%. Like, I'd be sitting in all the time on my own, or like, when I was going out, it would be like drink, and then you're like sad on a Sunday, and like, it's just so hard to break out of that. 100%. And that's what a lot of people will get stuck into here. And like, the other thing is that me and Karen were saying is, like, it's also like who you fall in with, whether you're intentional about that or not. Like, you are your environment. But if you move over here and you move into a house share and they are out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's gonna be likely that you can fall into the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday being out as well. Like, some people be like to me and Karen, like, oh my god, the nights are wild, aren't they? And we're like, what?
I literally like, I'm living in a different Sydney. I don't know anything.
And like, not even just us, like, my circle or whatever here, that's not what they do. So that's not what we're exposed to. Whereas that's very normal for people.
Yeah.
So it's also important to remember that, like, everyone's journey will look different. And it's not to say mine's right and yours is wrong, or yours is wrong and mine is right. You know what I mean? Like, it's not to say that at all. It's just to be aware of that, because you could maybe want to come over and, like, live the style of lifestyle that we live, but you end up living a different lifestyle, or you're like, actually, this isn't what I came here for, and it's a month or two in. Like, you can change things up. Don't be afraid to be like, I'm actually not happy here anymore, I'm going to move. Like, it's what you want from this experience, and it's really important that you get that.
Yes, absolutely. And I definitely think there is so much options to get either, whichever one you want. There is, like, so many different, like, wholesome groups that, like, I've met, and you've met so many amazing people through going to these things, whether it be like a little meditation class or a book club or whatever it is that's more like aligned to me at the moment. But equally, if I wanted to go on a night out, you could also do that. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it really is, you do have the option to find something. You just have to make that first step of putting yourself out there to find it, and then you'll fall into whatever kind of group goes to these things, really, isn't it?
Yes, 110%. Yeah, so true. But with that as well, with drink, I was just thinking there, because I wanted to, by the way, consensual here, I wanted to kind of cut back on drinking. I found whenever I first kind of did that, and I was like, you know, friend, I would get FOMO, but not FOMO from the drink, FOMO from not being there. And I relate to people when they say that, like, they don't want to miss out, or like, they don't want to do that, whatever. And I think, first of all, it just takes, like, getting used to, like, that, you know, like, not going or not wanting to go and being okay with that. Because also the FOMO was coming from the fact that I was like, do they think I'm boring?
Yeah.
Like, am I boring? Like, should I want to do that? Like, and I go through so many phases of being like, life short, YOLO, but also, like, that's not the life I want to live. Like, drinking alcohol does not mean maximize life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It does for that 1 hour that you're on a high, but that's not the definition of it. And by well means, if I wanted to go and have some drinks on a Wednesday, I can go and do that. Like, and nobody is stopping me except myself. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's, I found that was, like, something for me that I was just kind of, like, I struggle with, I guess. Yeah, FOMO or just, like, should I want to do that? Because yeah. I don't want to do that.
Absolutely.
As well. And it was, like, intertwined. And I found that kind of hard.
I know. I was the exact same. And also, when you mentioned there, the whole thing of, like, oh, like, am I boring? Am I shit crack? Like, that's such a thing that's come from, I think, an ingrained thought of, like, Irish culture. Because
yeah,
that's how you seem fun, is if you're going out all the time. And that's just something that we've learnt, and that might not align with you. Well, it doesn't align with me.
Yeah.
And that's, it's taken time to be okay with that. And it was a struggle for so long of being like, oh, I should be out. I shouldn't want to go out, but I really don't want to be there.
Yeah.
And, you know, different things now like that. I do love being out sometimes, but it's just the, like, boundary of, like, a little bit.
It's just
like
what that looks what like for you.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Yeah, it looks completely
but
different.
It does take time to figure out what that looks like, what you actually want it to look like as well. Like, you, it's a bit of trial and error.
100%.
And like, you're like, woo.
It also, if you're listening to this, a few years ago I was out every night of the week.
Yeah,
so
literally.
This is just a different stage that I'm at, and you
exactly.
might be at that yourself, but you also might not be. So you should never feel bad with being like, everyone now is talking about, like, cutting back on drinking or not drinking, and like, I don't think it's a trend, or if it is a trend, I think it should stay. Because I'm like, you know, whether it is people are giving it up for a week or a year or a month, like, reducing it in general is going to be beneficial for you in your life. Like, but at the end of the day, like, sometimes you can be like, well, everyone's doing it. Like, am I a bad person because I don't want to drink? No, you're not. You're not at all.
No.
Like, if you want to have a drink and you can, like, control it, and it's, like, you know, enhancing your life and not bringing your life down, then absolutely go for it. Like,
exactly.
Happy days. I think it's as well as, like, obviously in other cultures, they do have, like, people who are alcoholics, and they do have people who, like, overindulge in alcohol. But I just think our culture of drink in from where we come from is so intense.
Yeah.
Like, we can't just have one glass of wine and put it down, or, like, you know, sip over a bottle of wine the whole night.
Yeah.
It's like, it's next. Like, if you don't have a drink in your hand, you feel like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think, like, when you realize or you look at that, you're like, actually, it's probably not healthy that we can't do that, or that's not a thing. Like, I love the Italian culture, or, like, the Spanish culture, like, sitting over a drink for ages, chatting, like, it's just so chilled. And it's like, what alcohol is there for? To, like, be enjoyed. Like,
it's like the idea, actually, this reminded me, when you were younger, people were like, oh, you're nursing that drink because it's taking ages to drink it. Like,
it's
such a good thing in other cultures, it's such a bad thing,
like,
in Irish culture.
It's mad, isn't it? But yeah, those were some things that I also struggled with when I not in Australia. Well, even it probably did in the first week or so creep up when I was like, should we be
what
going
do
out?
We do? Yeah,
like,
when you're setting your, like, routines and stuff.
Like, on a Saturday night when we were sitting in, I was like, "Will we maybe should have went for a drink or something. We could have maybe met people." But, like, that's not really what I want to do every Saturday night. So meeting people there is probably not the ideal place to meet somebody that you want to hang out with. Like, a club on a Sunday morning is probably where I would go to meet people now, because I'm like, they're Sunday morning people, and I want to get up that in that day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But it can be really hard whenever you see other people doing other things. You're like, should I be doing that or whatever? And even sometimes still, I'll see big groups, like, doing parties or whatever, and I'll be like,
Oh, yeah,
they've got so much friends, or, like,
exactly.
That looks so fun, but, like, my life is really fun too, and, like, that's also okay. Or, like, maybe you just haven't met your friends yet, and
I think we were probably, like, back and forth with loads of different things there, but, like, really,
yeah.
The whole thing.
What was this podcast about?
But the whole thing is so linked to, like, everyone's so different. You're living your
fat
own
loss.
You're living your own journey, so, like, don't be comparing yours. I know we say, like, everyone says it all the time, like, don't compare, but, like,
yeah, but I think we can't say it enough.
So true.
I can't say
exactly.
It enough to myself. Yeah.
It's like, whether it be, like, what type of person you are going out, or if it's, like, making new friends, or if it's your career, like, it's literally, you're the only person who's going to be affected by this. And when you are positively affected by something, everyone around you is positively affected. When you're negatively affected by what you're doing in your life, people around you are going to suffer from that as well. So really, like, just look at your own lifestyle, your own routine.
and make it what you want.
Set it up nicely. Yeah.
And moving across the world is a great place to do it. But it doesn't mean it's not freaking hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't mean you're not going to cry. Doesn't mean you're not going to have mentee bees. Doesn't mean that you're not going to be like, why did I move here? All those things do happen.
Yeah.
Even if you settle in very quickly, those things are going to happen. Exactly. It's probably more expensive than you ever thought.
Yeah.
But also, you have enough money saved.
And
you'll
even
be fine.
If you don't, yeah, and you want to do a job that's not your career,
yeah,
then you can do that.
Yeah, you can do that and you'll be absolutely fine. Don't be worried about what other people are doing. Focus on yourself. And if you're in Sydney, you can come to the CrossFit One Club. If you're in Melbourne, you can go to the CrossFit One Club Melbourne.
Really?
If you're in Tasmania, you can go to the one in Hobart. Or if you're anywhere in the UK, you can look up all those destinations. I'm just saying the ones in Australia. But it's a great place to meet people as well. And exactly. I think that's why the community is so big there as well, is because
good vibes.
Good vibes. And it's people like meeting people all the time, and everyone is new all the time. We obviously have loads of OGs as well, but it's great because you just realize everyone's in the same boat.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what everyone says here? Hey, what's your name? How long have you been here? And yeah, what visa are you on?
Yeah.
That's the three top questions you'll be asked.
Yeah.
Funny. So make sure you know the number. I'm just on the visa. No, that's really it. That's all the crack. We thought we would give a little catch up. I don't even know what I said at the start of this episode for what it would be about. But I do think we touched on where we are.
It's a bit of a live catch-up.
Yeah,
that's
live
well
catch-up.
That's not
an interview with Kaz _W. Anyway, exactly. That's everything. If anyone has anything that they would like to ask or any help, let us know. Actually, I'll throw in here a few wee things that people did ask. I think we both used it, Send My Bag. Did you use it? No.
No, I didn't actually.
Okay. Kaz packed light enough that she didn't have to use Send My Bag. I did not. I bought all my stuff back, which was very traumatizing. I used sendmybag.com. You can send your stuff over. The reason I actually did that was because I came traveling first, so I only had a small backpack with me, so I sent everything with Send My Bag. It is kind of spendy. It did cost me, I think, like £400 to ship my stuff across, but I had no other option.
Yeah.
So that is what that cost. But a lot of people will just bring suitcases, and it's very easy to do that. You know, one, two, or three, or whatever you want to bring.
Yeah.
Also, you can get everything out here. Like, I don't know what people are talking about.
Oh.
You can buy everything out here.
I remember saying some of work when I will just get my, like, clothes things. Because I don't really like clothes at home. Do you know when you're just like, I'm just
yeah, done
things
with
in
them.
My wardrobe? They're like, oh my god, no, the shopping's really bad. Oh my god, the shopping's so good.
Yeah.
So much stuff sit in my wardrobe now that I'm like, I probably just need to bring that over with me.
Yeah. Everyone, I mean, I think if you're a fashionista, the style stuff here might be different because you don't have so many options.
True,
like,
true.
You know what I mean? Like, we're athleisure girlies, so we're fine. You can get everything pretty much here. I wouldn't be worried about that. The only thing I would say is bring a coat. Definitely bring a coat if you're coming to Sydney anyway. I know Melbourne, you'll know that because it rains there. Bring a coat because you will need one. And I brought all my clothes that I would normally wear at home, as in, like, trackies, all those jobs, all my hoodies and stuff. And I've been wearing them all the time. Yeah, all the time.
I haven't really now at all, but also I don't have like any form of air conditioning or anything like that, so it's been hot where I live.
Well, no, it has been hot as well, but you need a jacket, like.
Yeah, I would say to the jacket.
But
I
need hoodies.
Too much. Yeah, like I wouldn't bring.
She's talking shit, lads. You need hoodies.
I have like two or three like sweater things that I have.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
About.
Oh, I brought one pair.
Yeah.
Also, you came a month ago. It's been hot since I came when it was. Wait till you get in the winter. You'll be like, I need my jacket. It does get cold here. It's an absolute myth. I think that was my only tip from moving to Australia, send my bag. Because people do ask me that one all the time. I don't know. For accommodation-wise, Facebook Marketplace is iconic. Oh, not Facebook.
Also,
Facebook groups.
Facebook groups. Any of the like accommodation in Sydney, but like Irish Lost in Sydney,
it's called Irish in Sydney, and then Lost and Found in Sydney. She's a girl who over here does loads of meetups and stuff. She's great. There's loads of clubs, like literally loads. You just when you
people
come here, you'll find
accommodation
them.
Across several clubs as well.
Yeah, right? People find accommodation. People find jobs. I thought it's hilarious.
Yeah, like just chatting with people.
Yeah, just chatting with people. Honestly, you don't, like I would recommend networking, as in chatting with people. You never know what's coming up or whatever. And always obviously be nice because you never know who you're going to meet or what you're going
to
be doing.
And don't be afraid to take a sublet even if it's a couple of weeks, because then you get to get your bearings as well.
I would actually really recommend, that would be a recommendation, would be to take a sublet. If you're coming over here, whether it be in a couple or on your own, and personally, like you might have a friend who has a sofa or whatever, but you just don't know how long it's going to be.
Yeah.
So if you can and like you're able to, and you need, you know, personally you want a little bit of space, then a sublet a few weeks before
so
can be iconic, like
especially especially yeah. because they, if they're going on holidays or anything, people
yeah, people like stuff that all the time. So do that until you get yourself sorted. The other thing I would recommend is, like, see if you're getting a house, like, actually, like, renting a house from, like, the scratch, as in you're going to viewings, you're going to get one, and all your friends are moving in or moving in with your partner. You need a lot of shit in yeah. order. You need, like, all your statements from, like, the last rental that you had, and proof from all those things, proof of your job, your address, all those things. So just have those ready so that there's, like, a form online on any of the websites you'll be able to go on, and you'll see what you need so that you have that. But I would recommend having that shit ready mm-hmm. to go, so that when you get here, you're not like, oh my God, I need to go and do that.
Yeah.
When that's a task you probably could have done when you were bored at home anyway, to make it a little bit easier for you so that you're ready to go. But you will get sorted, and everyone does. It just takes time. I know by, like, number 15 of the viewings, I was like, we're never going to get a house. But, like, you always do. You just need one. You don't need 10. So always remember that. And so have a blast. Have fun. It's beautiful here. And welcome to Australia if you do come. And if you're thinking of coming, happy days. Yeah. See you soon. Everyone of their cousins here. It's literally like Little Ireland. But yeah, you'll have a ball. Great. So thank you very much, Cass, for coming on and chatting.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye. Keep
relish. Woo!